other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're reporting on what's happening in the metals market with those commodities. Mark Dice coming up. We're going to pop in with a nurse about how you're spot on when you go to the hospital. Burmans is popping in later in the hour with a NIST report, the supposed final one, which is another draft, they say, with doublespeak. And we have a huge expert on the anthrax attacks coming on. Big guest in the fourth hour. Ted, continue with the gold and silver offer you have.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's what I'm talking about. You said, is there any margin of profit in there? There's a little tiny bit in there. That's why I wouldn't say, no, I'm not selling them for exactly what I paid.
What is it, 70 cents?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing. Mm. But, you know, here's the thing. The silver dollars, if you didn't call in and say, this is the Alex Jones special, my silver dollars are marked right now at $21 a piece.
And good luck getting them elsewhere for that.
And that's a fair price for them. It really is, honestly. And, this $18.70, I was able to go into one of my wholesalers, okay, fine, I'll sell you these bags. And I was able to just get them at a blowout price, and it dropped the price down quite a bit for everybody to get involved in. I mean, everybody should right now take advantage of $13 silver, because silver right now is almost $14. And obviously with the manipulation going on, and when this thing springs back, we're going to see $18 to $22 silver again.
Ted, you're never, say, dead on. You're never sure. You're sure, huh?
Oh, Alex, I'm watching what's going on in the economy and all this other stuff. I mean, I can't tell you that this is going to happen today or tomorrow, but I'm telling you right now, major banks are going to be failing. The Federal Reserve System is going to be failing.
No, I know. I mean, I've been having you on for about 10, 11 years, and I've never heard you this sure. And I mean, look at all the inflation. I mean, look at how the gold and silver is running out, and they can't hold it down. I agree with you.
Well, when you can buy on a dip like this, usually you're never quite sure because, you know, silver's at $18, it just rose from 16. There always can be a correction, but this thing is ridiculous what they did here. And they pushed it down too far. The dollar's dropping again right now. The head of the IMF bank is saying that there's worse trouble coming than what we've seen in the past.
They're saying depression.
Yeah, I mean, what do you need to have? I mean, the handwriting's on the wall.
What about a gold offer? You got a gold offer?
Oh, yeah, right now we still have those francs, and they're currently right now at 183. We have the British sovereigns. They're at 229. Those things are a fabulous buy as well. It just happens to be that the silver thing that we got is just it's out of this world.
And let's be clear. You just type in gold and silver shortages into Google and click news. You'll see what Ted's talking about. This is going on. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. There's also some online offers with banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or MidasResources.com, GCNLive.com. 800-686-2237. Brokers are standing by. They'll be there to what, 10 o'clock tonight?
Oh, yeah. They'll be here taking your orders all night long. And I tell you, make sure you mention the Alex Jones offer, because you will not buy these silver dollars at this price if you don't. I mean, it really is a good buy. If Kitco, I mean, one of the major dealers, I mean, just look up Reuters and the story that they have out there. I mean, right now, U.S. Eagles are sold out. Silver Eagles have been sold out for quite a time.
Hey, we have that financial news section now sponsored by Midas on InfoWars. Why don't you IM those to Kurt Nemo? Make sure those get up there with the great job he's doing, so people can go to that one place on InfoWars.com and see those as well. Or I bet are those stories going to be posted at GCNLive.com?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Kristen so we can get those up there too, so people can actually go in and see this stuff. I mean, when you see the Times, the New York Times is talking about the IMF. I mean, come on.
1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Hey, Ted, you just got married and your son just left for the Army. You've been a busy bee.
Oh, I've been, my world has been turned upside down. I mean, I was real nervous about my son going into the Army and almost that nervous about getting married, too.
I called Ted up the other day and didn't know he was at the recruiter about to put him in the bus to leave, and Ted started breaking up right before I said, "Bye." Were you starting to cry, weren't you, Ted?
Well, very rare that I cry, but yeah, that was one of those moments. What can you say, you know?
800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for the offer.
Yeah, you bet.
And the news. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To intimidate and terrorize the thousands of people they plan to cram inside the secret FEMA camp that we exposed in Denver, they have removed the big signs that say electroshock devices in use, and they've taken down the razor wire on top of the tall 12-foot fences they have inside the warehouse. Well, at the Austin camp and Pier 57, they didn't. So a kinder, gentler secret camp. And I love how the Denver police lied about its existence at first. I mean, even if you're for these camps, you shouldn't lie about it. Mark Dice is almost in about 3 minutes for the rest of the hour. Then top professor, bioweapons expert, chemical weapons expert. He's written U.S. weapons conventions, U.N. weapons conventions. He said years ago on this show, and it got picked up internationally, that the anthrax attacks were an inside job. We'll get his latest analysis with the new info. That cover-up's just imploding for them. Even mainstream news is saying the FBI is covering up. I mean, no one's buying what the New World Order is selling. Ramey, we had to cut her off because we had a guest on earlier, and I wanted her to be able to finish up before we go to Mark Dice. Again, I have had my three children in the local hospital because I know the doctor. She's a patriot, fan of the show, and I just statistically didn't want to try to go with the midwife at home, even though they're great. And it was good that my instincts said do that, because my son was over 10 pounds. My wife, with a natural childbirth, after a day and a half of labor, his heart rate started going down, and we went ahead and she had a cesarean. So she's had those ever since. Once you have one, you got to have more. And but I learned right off the bat, though, that the nurses would sit there with the terminal hooked up to the wall. This is one of the nicer hospitals. It's really bad at the city ones. This is a private one. hooked up to the wall, and I noticed it was a health department code, and they were just, and I already knew they were doing some of this, but I had no idea 6 years ago when I first learned about this, that I learned then at the spot that they sit there and say, do you have enough food? Do you have enough money? If you say, no, I'd like some more money, it's like, your parents got to help you out with money. And, you know, women feel secure. They feel safe. Oh, this is my nurse. She's helping me. No, you say you don't have enough money. CPS is coming. Your kids are probably gone. They ask, hey, you fight with your husband. You have a good, stable relationship. Tell me the truth, honey. Do you feel safe with him? Well, no, he's never hit me. Well, I mean, do you guys fight? Well, yeah. Oh, your kids are gone. Kids are gone. And see, no one's telling you this. No one's telling you that, quote, the school counselor in elementary and middle school is asking if you spank your children. It's not illegal to, but they still will take your kids. It's like there's no law to take vaccines, but they'll take them if you don't, you know, give them a lot of times if you're ignorant. And I learned, and then they'd always, you know, I learned the first time what it was because I asked my wife later. She said, oh, will you run this file down to the floor beneath me? And my instinct said, So I left, and I came back. I said, what was the head nurse asking? Well, she asked if we have a good home environment, and then she kept pressing. And I remember her kind of predatorily looking at me, the power trip of the evil, the setup, the betrayal, the wickedness. You know, they don't tell you, judge, jury, you have a right to, you know, counsel. They don't tell you this is a law enforcement operation through the eugenics family court. And then the second time, they said, oh, please, different nurse, take the file down. And the third time, then I found out it's all over the nation, hooked into the health departments that are federalized, and then they take the blood for 35 years worldwide in the West, ship it to international DNA databases. They now admit that a decade after I told you. It's all public. I mean, this is just a criminal operation, all designed. So I wanted to go to a nurse in a hospital where she was saying that now when you come in, they just come in with, and just say, oh, it's part of your course in being in the hospital. We give you all these vaccines. Oh, it's part of, you know, it's all being inculcated like it's the law. And I wanted Rainey in Arkansas, the nurse, to be able to have some comments on this.
Yeah, Alex, it's Oklahoma City, but that's okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. But, yeah, they just put it on the med list. People half the time don't know, you know, that it's a vaccine, if it's for what, or, you know, same way with the meds. Most of the people don't know what meds they're getting, don't know why. It's a sad situation. And I've been doing nursing for my whole adult life, and I'm starting to get really sad about it and maybe look for something else to do.
Well, every profession is being taken over by the New World Order spy grid, the pharmacists, the doctors, the dentists, everything. Now, do you work in and around the birthing wing?
No, I don't.
Okay, but are you aware of the health department computers?
Yes.
You know, the computers hooked into the health department. Tell me about those in Oklahoma City.
Well, I do know that, you know, like I said, we have to check, do we suspect abuse, yes or no, what kind, and then there's a bunch of options that you can choose from. You have to put down if you interviewed the patient alone or with their spouse or family member, whoever it might be, you know, just so they can put that in perspective a little bit.
Yeah, so that even if the woman says no, they can still come CPS if she said no because the man was there.
Yes. Yes. And I do know, you know, if you come into ER and the doctor, whoever sees you, suspects anything, it's a law they have to call DHS.
Now, folks, it's totally predatory, and women think they're getting, quote, free health care when they go to city things because they're poor. You better sell your cars, have your grandparents give you money. You do not want to take government money, especially if you've got white children. They get $400,000 on the open market, adopting them out, and you are literally headed into basically a pack of bank robbers. If you've got a blonde-haired, blue-eyed child, it is just hell force. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm sure I'm in some database because when I had my son, I told him absolutely no Hep B vaccine. When I first went in, I was against him getting the vitamin K shot because there had been problems with that. I understand there can be some problems when they do some of those newborn screenings.
Yeah, it's killed a bunch of babies. The vitamin K almost killed. Who's the famous actor from The Right Stuff?
The one that had the heparin.
Yeah.
Heparin twins.
Yeah. Dennis Quaid, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure, you know, automatically when I told the nurse that, they had the caseworker in there.
And oh yeah, they bring in the black op. They bring in the black op devil, the caseworker, because you dare question their lordliness. No law, just a pack of devils pushing their crap on you and their eugenics on you. Well, anything else you want to add?
Just everybody take as few meds as you can and make sure you research them and you know the side effects of that med and just be really careful and watch the recalls.
I hear you and God bless you. Call us back with other developments. I just want you to know, but don't act paranoid either or they'll come after your kids. Just you got to act smiley. But you understand, you are in a law enforcement interrogation room. Public schools, the churches now are spies, most of the big ones, your workplaces, medical facilities. It's just everywhere. The evil is taking over. One-tenth of the college grads, now part of Black Ops, Homeland Security everywhere, total control, secret camps everywhere. And joining us is the man who runs the ResistanceManifesto.com, MarkDice.com. Mark Dice for the rest of the hour. Thank you so much, Mark Dice. You've got a new edition. You sold out of the last one. A new edition of your excellent book, The Resistance Manifesto. This one has a gray cover. I have one here in my hot little hands, and it is just a great read, powerful and compelling, as I said about the first one. Welcome to the airwaves.
Well, thank you, and I think what I want to do is help everybody understand what's going on today by taking a look back at history. I think in order to understand a situation or even a mechanism today, we look at how it was created, the systems that are behind it. So later on, I want to quote some writings from Adam Weishaupt himself. So I'm not just going to be saying what the New World Order is doing, what the Illuminati is doing. I'm just going to be reading quotes from the founder of the Illuminati or the credited founder, Adam Weishaupt, from other Illuminati writers, Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, who wrote The Secret Doctrine, which was Adolf Hitler's favorite book, and even some interesting quotes from the founder of the Church of Satan, from Anton LaVey, which will just prove to show that he is an evil, evil, sinister man that really lies about his true intentions and even his philosophical and religious beliefs.
It's all about deception. And the ultimate power to hurt the innocent and the weak. It's their pleasure, their relish. Before we do that, Mark, you're a big part of Truth Rising. Such an important film. I want to get your take on Truth Rising.
Oh, just absolutely amazing. I mean, I must have watched that film probably four or five times, and it's unlike anything that you've ever done or that anybody's ever done, and I think it's going to do two things. Not only does it educate, but it motivates as well. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people out there now that can see how easy, that how compelling, how energizing it is to get in these people's faces. Now that everybody has a YouTube channel, they could post this video. You know, two or three years ago, before YouTube or before Google Video, it would be very difficult to get this information out to the masses. But now we can throw it up on YouTube. You can go to these people's book signings, their campaign stops, their dinners, whatever they do that has access given to the public, and confront them and bring your friends, bring multiple cameras. I've been hearing a lot of stuff now about cameras that broadcast wirelessly to the web so that if they do confiscate the camera, that the information, the video is going to get out anyway. So this is amazing, and I know that we've had a tremendous effect on them, and I mean, my God, I can't give enough praises to not only Truth Rising, the film, and everybody who put it together, but for everybody that was in it, for everybody that was risking their behind, getting out there and getting in everybody's faces. And I mean, it's some of the best footage that I've ever seen. Things you won't even find on the Fox News, greatest sports tragedies or the most compelling video. You know, I mean, it's exciting to watch. And I also want to urge everybody too to not just email people Google links. You know, to get the DVD, give it out to people. It's one thing to get an email from somebody and say, hey, look at this video, and they have to sit there on the computer. But it's another thing if you actually give them a DVD or a book.
No, your book. You know. I love your new book. Well, it's just you're a big part of the film, and so is We Are Change and 9/11 Truth. And we just want to thank you, Mark. When we come back, I'm going to let you basically have the floor here and go over the Resistance Manifesto, the new version of it. It's really expanded. A lot of it's been rewritten. It was a great book before, but it's even better now. And I love the nice things you say about me in here. It's powerful. The Resistance Manifesto, Mark Dice, he is our guest. We'll be back in just a few minutes and get into the new book. And then near the end of the hour, Burmese is going to pop in for about 5 minutes and talk about the new NIST report. He's in there analyzing it right now. And then we got this other big guest on the anthrax attacks in the next hour.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
The Resistance Manifesto, Mark Dice, markdice.com, Dice, D-I-C-E. The inside job.
It was an inside job.
Powerful and compelling, a must read. Resistance Manifesto by Mark Dice contains 450 pages of extensively researched and documented information drawing from classified, declassified documents, mainstream news articles, religious texts, and personal interviews. A dark web of evil is exposed like never before, making Bible prophecy and the New World Order crystal clear. Learn the most powerful information about the Illuminati, plans for the rise of the Antichrist, the institutions, people, and powers involved, and how you can fight them. 9/11 attacks, the Illuminati, Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg Group, Georgia Guidestones, Skull and Bones, Freemasonry, Cybernetic Organism, Satanism, Mark of the Beast, the Federal Reserve, Neural Interfaces, Mind Control, Echelon, Killing Machines, Animal Human Hybrids, TheResistanceManifesto.com. Okay, break the book down, buddy. You got the floor.
Now, I want to just start off by reading a quote from Adam Weishaupt, founder of the Illuminati. And this was discovered back in the late 1700s. Some people think that the Illuminati is some fictional creation, that it doesn't even exist. But it, in history, in history books, and in encyclopedias, it admits that it was a real organization. It's disputed by some quote-unquote scholars as to whether it really continues to exist. But this was their plans written over 230 years ago that were discovered in 1786 and then published for everybody to read for their own eyes. And just let's just read this and see if it rings true today. This is 230 years ago that Adam Weishaupt wrote this. By this plan we shall direct all of mankind. In this manner and by the simplest means we shall set all in motion and in flames. The occupants must be so allotted and contrived that we, in secret, influence all political transactions. I've considered everything and so prepared it, and if the order shall this day go into ruin, I shall in a year reestablish it, more brilliant than ever. There must be not a single purpose whichever comes into sight that is ambiguous and that betrays our aims against religion and the state. One must speak sometimes in one way and sometimes another, but never to contradict ourselves, and so that with respect to our true way of thinking, we may be impenetrable. This can be done in no other way than by secret associations by which the degrees and in silence possess themselves of the government and the states and make of those means for this purpose. The order will, for its own sake, and therefore certainly place every man in a situation for which he will be most effective. The pupils are convinced that the order will rule the world, and every member, therefore, becomes a ruler. Now, that's Adam Weishaupt himself, 230 years ago. And this is before television, before mass media, before anything. And they understood the power of shaping public opinions. And I'm just going to go on here. By establishing reading societies and subscription libraries and taking these under our direction and supplying them through our labors, we may turn the public mind which way we will. In like manner, we must obtain influence in the military academies. This might be of certain consequence. The printing houses, bookseller shops, chapters, in short, all offices which have any effect either in forming or managing and in directing the mind of man, painting and engraving, are highly worth our care. We get all the literary journals. We take care by well-timed pieces to make citizens and princes a little more noticed for their certain little slips. So they knew 230 years ago the power of controlling the media, and they wrote plain and simple their plans down for everybody to see. All these quotes are fully admitted legitimate by historians, and they're found in several books, several hundred years old, and I reprint them in the Resistance Manifesto. And so anybody that just doubts that even such an organization exists or that there are plans to control the media, to control political institutions, just needs to look at their own writings. So this isn't just me saying this. This isn't just Alex Jones saying this is what they're doing. If you look at their own documents, their own publicly released writings, you can just see for yourselves what their plans are.
Now, that was in an earlier phase. They wanted to discredit government and take it over. Now they have the government. They're on to a further phase of destroying independent relationships, families, destroying the basic building blocks of society, which they said they would do later.
Yeah, now that's some writings from Adam Weishaupt and from Xavier von Zweig, one of the other fellow members of the original Bavarian Illuminati, and they go on to say that they're planning to destroy Christianity, to replace all governments, to use feminism to break down society. And, you know, for some people that think that the Illuminati was just a free-thinking organization of men that were fighting the oppression of the church, really just needs to understand and investigate what a dirtbag Adam Weishaupt was. He impregnated his sister-in-law. He tried to kill her to make sure that the child wouldn't be born so that nobody would know. They discovered black op tools 230 years ago in their possessions, where they had powder that they would blow in people's face that would blind them or kill them. They had gases that they would inject into people's houses to kill them. They had counterfeiting tools.
Stay there. Let's talk more about our enemy when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know, I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner, and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Man, I love that voice.
The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
How cool is it that he's with us?
But I am still alive. I was a sailor.
And how great is it that we get to have a fellowship of good men and women of every race, color, and creed who love freedom and hate tyranny. We resist the Crowleyan edict of do as thou wilt, that people are there to be fed on and abused. We resist the tyranny, the tyrants.
And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed.
And I'm just so honored to have a great man like Mark Dice, champion of freedom, as a friend and as a colleague, and that he's here with us today. The Resistance Manifesto. All right, continue.
So, covering some more of Adam Weishaupt's evil deeds, they had found black op tools, a collection of hundreds of seals, because back then people would have wax seals in a seal that they would stamp on an envelope or a letter to prove that it wasn't open and prove that it had come from that person. So these individuals had procured various methods for faking these. They had pestilent vapors that they would inject into people's homes so that they would die. There was a sheet containing information about a tea for procuring abortions and such. And so, you know, for anybody that thinks that they were an Enlightenment group of gentlemen, it was a gentleman's club fighting the oppression of the church, doesn't fully understand that. And the same goes with Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan. A lot of people think that he's just a atheistic Satanist, and it's just a different world philosophy. But let's see what Anton LaVey himself has to say about his hopes for the Satanic Bible, and then what's found in his authorized biography written by his second wife. So, you know, anybody can write a biography about somebody. This is the authorized biography, so that means his ex-wife, or his widow, approved this book. His estate approved it, and she wrote this book. So it goes on here on page 216 of his authorized biography to say that investigators, no matter how objective they may be, may become disturbed by the increasing number of Satanic Bibles found at crime scenes and in the personal effects of mass murderers. It may be that LaVey's satanic thought can release forces within unstable people that they are not able to control. Anton maintains that he isn't really concerned about accusations of people killing people in the name of Satan. He swears that each time he reads of a new killing spree, his only reaction is, what, 22 people? Is that all? He goes on to say, there will undoubtedly be more satanic-motivated murders and crimes in the sense that the Satanic Bible tells you, you don't have to take any more expletive. And he goes on to say here that the only way that I would like to help, this is LaVey here, the only way that he would like to help the great majority of people is in the same way that Carl Penzram, a serial killer, quote, reformed people who tried to reform him. It would be most mercifully to help them by relieving them of the stress and the life that they seem to hate so much. People should be happy that I'm not a humanitarian, or I would be the most diabolical mass murderer the world has ever known. That's coming from Anton LaVey from his own mouth, that he wants people to use his book. He hopes that satanic philosophies will encourage people to destroy one another. And in an interview in Newsweek back in 1971, shortly after the Church of Satan was founded and his book, The Satanic Bible, was published, he admitted that one of his goals, this is in a Newsweek article, that one of his goals was the creation of a police state in which weak people were weeded out and the, quote, achievement-oriented leadership were permitted to pursue the mysteries of black magic. And some people say that Anton LaVey and that, quote, Satanists don't really worship Satan, that they're atheists. But it's interesting that Anton LaVey, in his own authorized biography, talks about using prayer to try to help the child of, I believe it was one of his girlfriends, Jane Mansfield. She had a little boy that was injured in an accident, and so he got his fellow Satan worshipers together, and they prayed to Satan, asking for Satan to help the little boy get well and recover, which is very strange considering the founder, the current high priest of the Church of Satan, Peter Gilmore, who I interviewed, said that Satanists don't believe in religious nonsense. Yet here we have Anton LaVey in his own authorized biography admitting that they have prayed to Satan to try to bestow blessings and help somebody. But, you know, they insult people who want to pray and believe in God and ask for Jesus' blessings, but apparently he thinks it's okay and not hypocritical to ask for Satan's help. And Peter Gilmore, the current high priest of the Church of Satan, describes the Satanic Church as, quote, the organization is a cabal, a shadowy underground network of like-minded individuals who work to lever against the inertia of the world towards ends favorable to Satanism. LaVey used Orwell's 1984 model for a cell system in which each member didn't have awareness of exactly who else might be involved. And then if we get into some teachings from Aleister Crowley, again, who some satanic apologists think that he was just another Enlightenment author and a fellow truth seeker. If you actually read his books, not only the one in Theory, Magic, and Theory and Practice, where he describes instructions on how to give human sacrifices and says that the best spiritual victim is an innocent male child, and by sacrificing this child because it has an innocent, pure soul that you somehow gather its energies. He says that openly in one of his books. In one of his most famous books, The Book of the Law, he goes on to say that he is the God, that this God that was dictating this book to him, apparently, he says, compassion is the vice of kings. stamp down the wretched and the weak. This is the law of the strong. This is our law and the joy of the world. Now let it be understood, if the body of the king dissolve, he shall remain in ecstasy forever. He says, note, let it be now known and first understood that I am the God of war and vengeance. Worship me with blood and fire. Worship me with swords and spears. This is my command. He goes on to say, I will give of their flesh to eat, sacrifice cattle, little and big, after a child. Kill and torture. I'm reading directly from the book here. Kill and torture, spare not, be upon them. The best blood is out of the moon. Shortly then, the flesh of a child, or the dropping of the host of heaven, then of enemies, then of a priest, or the worshipers. And then he goes on to say that he wants to peck the eyes out of Jesus. He cursed them. With my hawk's head, I peck the eyes out of Jesus as he hangs from the cross. So this isn't just me saying that these are a bunch of evil, despicable people. If you just read their own words and their own books that are published, they just admit it.
Well, they also talk about how they con their own members. They talk about how we tell the idiots that it's really white and black magic are the same. And then these morons come in and we tell them we don't really believe in all this evil, so we can then feed on them. Look at how dumb they are. It's all about the more deceptive you can be, the more innocents you can hurt. And it is a satanic world system running things, and they believe they get more power. And that's why DynCorp and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping rings, and they'll make a big deal on the news about some degenerate rock star in, you know, Vietnam raping 10-year-old girls, which is horrible. But then grandstand how they're good all day, and then they build up a giant anti-kidnapping global system, which is really designed through Interpol so they can kidnap who they want.
You're right, and I've heard you say this many times, and I know that there are some atheist listeners out there, but this core people, this core group of this so-called enlightened ones, this Illuminati, they believe in a spiritual world, they believe in spiritual laws, they believe in a god or two gods or a force that manifests itself in two different forms. And so they are trying to keep everybody away from this power, away from the spiritual law, so that they can use it themselves. And Albert Pike admits this in Morals and Dogma. Morals and Dogma, some people might have heard these quotes. You know, on the Internet, you hear people talking about these things. But when I was investigating this, I thought it was so ridiculous. I never believed that somebody would write such a thing. So I went out and I bought all the books. So these quotes that I'm reading to you aren't just off of some website that I pulled that have been, you know, copied and pasted over dozens and dozens of pages. These quotes I am pulling directly out of the books I own. These books I own, Morals and Dogma, where Albert Pike says that Masonry, like all religions and mysteries, conceals, reading right from the book, conceals its secrets from all except the adepts and the sages or the elect.
And he goes on to say how much he loves Lucifer. I want you to get into that in a moment. Meanwhile, Masons go into their halls, all of them have Albert Pike hanging in it. And if you tell them you're really worshiping Lucifer, it'll be fighting words. They've never read the writings of the books that he himself published. So this is also part of the bigger joke that their own members don't know what they're part of.
Yeah, of course. Not on the lower level members. And, you know, when I first started investigating this, I couldn't believe that such a huge organization would be full of Satan worshipers. But then you find out that the three lower levels, you know, somebody gets to a master mason, you think, oh, that's some high level mason. That's just the third level. They're not even in the lodge yet. That's the third step. They're still considered porch masons. They haven't even been told about the higher levels of mystery. So nobody's going to find this quote unquote, royal secret. Or the secret doctrine until they get up to the high levels, and then they're going to be chosen to be awarded with this knowledge. And in his own book, he says that not only do they conceal the truth from their own members, this is in his own words, he says that they use, quote, false explanations and misinterpretations of the symbols to mislead those who deserve to be misled and to conceal the truth, which it calls light, from them and to draw them further away from it. And then later on, he goes on to say, yeah, Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness, Lucifer, the son of the morning, is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not. Doubt it not with an exclamation point. So you can just draw your own conclusions as to whether they're Luciferian and look.
Now, again, we're talking Manly P. Hall, Albert Pike, the former heads of global masonry. Tell the listeners, this is all footnoted in your book, The Resistance Manifesto, the new edition, but for Masons who might be listening, I had a lot of family who were Masons. They weren't bad people. They were lower level. But some that did become high level told my dad. You know, when one of his grandfathers, one of his great uncles said, do not join this with the higher levels. It is not what you're told. Because Texas is a Lone Star State. big into mazes. It's not saying George Washington's bad. It's not saying they didn't understand that this is how the evil controls good people, by saying, oh, it's a fraternal order of good. But at the top, it's bad, and has been bottom line taken over by these people. Give the Masons out there listening the footnotes again.
Well, you can go to page 321 in Morals and Dogma, where he admits that Lucifer bears the light. In the book, he admits that Freemasonry is a religion. A lot of the Freemasons will deny, and even the head of the lodge that you see on the History Channel denies that Freemasonry is a religion. In Albert Pike's book, which is the Bible of Freemasonry, it contains all the rituals for all the different levels. When the book was originally published 100 years ago, upon the death, it said this right on the book, upon the death of a member, the book needed to be returned to the lodge because they didn't want that getting out and having people understand that. And so it is a religion. They go on here, he says in the 28th degree, in the Knights of the Sun, or the Prince of Death, that the true word of the Mason is to be found concealed in the profound meaning of the ineffable name of deity, which the name was lost by, and various precautions were taken to conceal it. Okay, so they're hiding the actual truth. He admits it right there in the book, on page 104 and 105, that they conceal, and that the word conceal is emphasized in the original. I have the original book, it's emphasized. They conceal the secrets from all except the adepts and the sages. So just because somebody's a third-level master mason and they go and they help the children and they run around and do different community events doesn't mean that they're bad. It's just like if you go to a fraternity party or if you work for a business, if the chieftains up at the top level are doing all sorts of crimes, or if the frat boys upstairs in the bedrooms are dealing coke or raping somebody, doesn't mean that you're bad because you're there. But you need to be aware of this, that they are lying to you, that they're doing this knowingly and willingly, that this is a power structure. And you know, some of the Illuminati writings, such as Alice Bailey, admits this freely. Now, we have some people that write about the Illuminati and these Enlightenment groups trying to expose them, but we have some people that write about them to spread their message. And these books are hidden in plain view. They're given to high-level members, the Skull and Bones leaders and the such, where they go on to say, here's Alice Bailey in her book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, where she freely admits the members of the hierarchy are to be seen as the custodians of the divine plan, the spiritual hierarchy of the planet, and the ability of mankind to contact its members and to work in cooperation with them in the existence of the greater hierarchy of spiritual energies, of which our tiny planetary sphere is part. So it goes on to say that the fact that the hierarchy consists of hundreds of thousands today, though still denied by the Orthodox, the general public is familiar with the idea of the existence of the mysteries and either gullibly accept the mass of futile and idiotic information handed out today by many who fight against it and the spread of this teaching. So they're admitting that there is this secret group. And later on it goes on to say that they have it fully infiltrated the churches. There will be an invocated work of the masses trained by the spiritual and minded people of the world, working within the churches, whenever possible, under an enlightened clergy, to accept the fact that of the approaching spiritual energies focused on the spiritual hierarchy. So if you just look in their own books, you can understand this. And this is all written hundreds of years ago or 50, 80 years ago. And so it makes things today seem a little bit more in place. Now we can understand. We have Operation Mockingbird, where they're controlling the media. We have the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group. These private organizations now that are quasi-governmental, or that the public thinks are government organizations, when if you just look back to Adam Weishaupt's writings 230 years ago, that they planned this. So,
and by the way, we haven't even covered here today one of the chapters in this 450-something page long book, The Resistance Manifesto, available at markdeiff.com. What about people listening on AM and FM, or people that don't have a computer or don't like to buy things on the Internet? How do they get your book if they don't have a computer?
You know, it's available on markdeiff.com. You could email me or I guess you could send in.
Well, I know you've asked me to carry the book, and I've just been too busy to actually get it on our list, but it's a great book. I want to carry it, Mark, so I'll just tell listeners, I'm going to go ahead and put an order in for $200 today. We need to work out a price so in the next few weeks I can post it on the site. And then people that don't have a computer or don't want to order over the Internet, want to order over phone or mail order, I wanted to read your new edition. I've finished most of it. It's really a lot of it's new compared to the old book, and it's better than the last one. The last one was great. So I'm definitely going to carry it, and that's one way folks will be able to get it. In fact, if people just go ahead and write into us now, they can get the book, because I'll have it in about a week. But for most of you are on the Internet, markdeiff.com. Now, we only covered one of the many chapters that is in here. And it's clear I'm going to have you back up, Mark, in the next few weeks when I get back from Denver to get into some of the other segments. When we come back, I want to bring Burmis in about the NIST report. You're a big 9/11 truther. Get some of your response to that, some of what's in the book, and also play this clip of Jerome Corsi, you know, denying 9/11 truth, kind of backpedaling a bit on Hannity and Combs last night where I got brought up. And because we got this big guest, Mr. Boyle, Professor Boyle, coming up for the last 52 minutes of the show. But I want to, we've got two little segments left with you, Mark, and I want to share this with Burmis because we're trying to condense so much into the show. But your book, I mean, it really condenses it all. I mean, each chapter is super readable. It's jam-packed with info. This is the kind of book I like. And I just want to commend you for doing such a great job.
And I just want to say, too, because I saw these quotes, I heard these allegations, I didn't believe them. I spent a lot of money on all these books, and so I pulled out the quotes from their own authors, I put my analysis, I combined a bunch of mainstream news reports with it. So instead of supporting these satanic authors and supporting the Church of Satan and going and buying a satanic Bible or his biography to see if what I'm telling you is true, you know, I just ask you to support me and get the manifesto. And
go to the library and read their books. Don't buy them. Okay,
yeah.
We'll be right back. We're going to go live on PrisonPlanet.tv next segment.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole
Shane Geiger, the InfoWars.com reporter that got his question asked at NIST, and their big whitewash, is going to be joining us in the next segment. We've got Jason Burmes in studio with us. We're streaming live right now on PrisonPlanet.tv. And we got Jason Burmes in studio with us. I'm going to miss Jason Burmes. He's been down here for, five-plus months, and we just really enjoy having him with us. And he's going to come back down and make another film with us next year. So I've really gotten attached to having Burmy.
He hates that nickname.
Everybody needs to start using it. Here with us in town, but he'll be back with the InfoWars team. But we've got Mark Deiss, who I want to have again on, talk about his book when I get back into town. But right now, I wanted to play some audio. The video is up on YouTube. We're going to get it posted. And they talk about me a bunch. They talk about his evil, saying he wants to investigate 9/11. He does backpedal. He does say, basically, that it points towards inside job, and he was on my show. So Jerome Corsi is backpedaling. It's all over the New York Times, you name it. They're really trying to attack him that way. Let's go ahead and play about a minute of this. Here it is.
Last week, the Obama campaign released a 40-page manifesto criticizing the book. Joining us now to respond to these attacks is Jerome Corsi. I would propose that you've attacked Obama. You started the attacks. Here is some of the stuff that Obama has talked about.
Sure.
And some of the things that we've already covered a lot of this in your book. We've gone through some of the crazy things you've said.
Right. That's all past.
But some of the things you've said, for example, about John McCain, you said, as John McCain assumes a GOP front runner mantle, his little nose association with donors like George Soros and Theresa Hines Kerry.
Well, we're not talking about McCain.
Yes, tonight. I am. I'm talking about something.
But Alan, I've got a bunch of friends who are emailing me saying, is there any way that I can get Senator Obama to attack their book?
Well, but you also said John McCain's personal fortune traces back to organized crime in America. You've really gone after John McCain?
Look, I'm not voting for John McCain. I've attacked George W. Bush. Look at my last book, The Late Great USA. It became a New York Times bestseller, too. And, Alan, I'm going to vote for Chuck Baldwin, the Constitution Party.
I see.
I wrote this book because I think the most dangerous candidate running so far left is Barack Obama.
The Obama people have also pointed out some of the other things you've done. For example, you had a project which you were planning for January to expose what you call the government's inadequate explanations about 9/11 attacks.
Well, they should have researched more. That article never got published.
Well, they never published it, but you wrote it.
No, if they'd researched it, I withdrew the article because I was not convinced.
And you were on Alex Jones' show. You were discussing the findings of Stephen Jones.
Well, that's real partial.
Because he's considered a hero of the 9/11 truth movement, and you were defending his claim that there was evidence the World Trade Center collapsed because of explosives inside the building.
We didn't publish it, Alan.
But that's your belief, right?
No, I withdrew the article. I published instead an article which the Obama camp didn't find, validating the findings.
I'm not talking about articles. I'm talking about what you said on Alex Jones' show, which is on tape defending that position.
I withdrew it. It never got published. Alex was interviewing me in the middle of research. And by the way, Alan, that research would not have supported this whole crazy idea that the government caused 9/11. It might have said that there was some evidence yet to look at and some questions to raise. I've never published anything in support of 9/11.
But you said it on the Alex Jones show.
You're misinterpreting that. I said I was looking at the evidence, Alan, and we didn't publish it.
You were defending what
Alan,
his businesses
didn't publish
said.
It.
Now I'm like Pastor Wright or something, but on Corsi. And it goes on and on. We'll play more of it later if we have to. We have an anthrax expert coming up with really bombshell info. I want to say bye to Mark Deiss. We also have the reporter, Shane Geiger, InfoWars reporter, that really did a great job confronting the NIST report today. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.